在对教会的青少年啊做一个调查的一个题目。
And today's topic was based on a survey that in which I asked the youth of the church.
啊，这除了天父真神之外，啊，圣经里头有哪一位父亲是他们最喜爱的
？Apart from the Heavenly Father, who is your favorite father in the Bible?
啊，最高票的是路加福音十五章里头的那一位父亲。
And the father who received the highest vote was is recorded in Luke chapter 15.
啊，虽然我们常说青少年的啊，他们的思想还不够成熟，他们的意见啊，不能够代表大家的意见。
We may think that the youth do not have very mature thinking, and that what they say is not very valid.
不过，我想这件事情啊，他们的投票应该也可以代表我们大家所认为的。
But I feel like their vote in this case represents what we all think.
为什么这是大家所喜爱的一位父亲
？So why is this a father that everyone likes?
啊，因为主耶稣就是用这一位父亲来描写天上的父。
Because Jesus uses this father to talk about our heavenly father.
啊，因为这一位父亲也是地上的很多的父亲，他们所要学习的一个目标。
And because this father is a father that many fathers here today should learn from.
圣经说这位父亲他有两个儿子。
In the Bible, it records that this father had two sons.
啊，我们很多人都有啊这个啊养育儿女的经验。
And many of us have raised daughters and sons.
啊，我们的儿女总是会在某一个时期啊，有一些的不太合我们的意思的一些想法或做法啊，我们常常说啊，这是他们的叛逆时期。
And sometimes our children may go against our thoughts, and we say that they are rebellious.
这个父亲，他的两个儿子也曾经在他们的生命当中有一段时间啊是叛逆的，我们甚至说是浪子。
And so these two sons also went through a stage when they were also rebellious, and we say that they were lost.
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十三节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 13. Verse 13, not long after that, the youngest son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living.
这个小儿子啊，他曾经选择了最终的享乐。
And so the younger son chose to ensure the wealth of this world.
那这当然是父亲所不喜欢的。
And of course, this is something that the father does not like.
我们再请看十五章的二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 15, verse 28. Verse 28, the older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him.
这里说这个大儿子啊，他曾经跟父亲来斗气，啊，对父亲生气。
And here it records that the older son at once was angry at his father.
啊，他不认同，不赞成父亲所做的事情。
And he did not agree with what his father did.
他不愿意去了解爸爸的心。
And he was unwilling to understand his father's heart.
二十九节。
Verse 29. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends.
这是他对父亲的抱怨。
And so this is his complaint towards his father.
带有一点责备父亲的口气。
And this is kind of rebuking his father.
三十节。
Verse 30. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
而且他很不客气的啊，来指责他弟弟的不对。
And he also pointed out his younger brother's wrongdoings.
这个大儿子他迷失在这种自我而且骄傲的这种态度里头。
And so the oldest son was lost in his selfish and proud attitude.
无论是小儿子、大儿子，这都不是他们应该有的样子。
And so no matter if it was the older son or the younger son, they should not have this kind of attitude.
那因此这位父亲的伟大就在于说能够让这两个孩子成为他们应该有的样子。
And so what is so great about this father was that he was able to let these children be the way they should be.
这就是天父伟大的地方。
And this is what is so great about our Heavenly Father.
我们总是希望我们能够成为我们应该有的样子。
We all want to be the way that we should.
但是我们很努力，但是常常达不到。
And even though we put a lot of effort into it, we may not obtain this.
如果天父真神，他就在我们的生活当中，我们常常就做到了。
But if our Heavenly Father is in our life, then we can do this.
所以这个小儿子啊，他就从那种晃荡的生活里头，他回转了。
And so this younger son was able to return from his lost life.
他恢复了那一种应该有的生活，敬畏神的生活。
And so he was able to go back to the life that he should have, a life that feared God.
让我们仔细的来看看他是这是一个怎样的父亲。
So let us study what kind of father this is.
我们请看十二节，十五章十二节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 12. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them.
十三节。
Verse 13. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living.
十四节。
Verse 14. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need.
十五节。
Verse 15. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
16节.
Verse 16. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
17节.
Verse 17. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death.
18节.
Verse 18. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
读了这一段的描述，我们觉得这是一个怎样的父亲？
So what kind of father is he from this passage?
他是一个很容易去接近亲近的父亲。
And he is a father that is very approachable.
从这里的描述，我们来猜想一下，这是一个怎样的家庭？
So from here we can guess what kind of family this is.
这里这个故事里头没有看到女主人。
In this story we do not see a woman figure.
所以或许这个家庭这个女主人已经离世了。
So maybe the mother had already died.
那很可能这个父亲啊，他担任的两个角色是爸爸啊，又要有妈妈的角色。
And maybe this father took on two roles as a father and a mother.
再来啊，这是一个富有的家庭。
And this is a very wealthy family.
因为这个故事里头提到他们有仆人有财产。
Because in the story it records that they have slaves and possessions.
这个小儿子他有一个想法啊，或者我们说他有一个梦想。
And so this younger son had a dream.
他想要离开家庭，他想要往远方去。
He wanted to leave his family and go afar.
或许我们也都曾经有过这样的一个梦想。
And maybe we have all had this dream before.
甚至就在我们很年轻的时候或者青少年的时候，我们曾经有过这样的一个梦想。
And maybe we had this dream when we were younger.
年轻人想到什么，就会也很积极的就要去做什么。
So whatever the youth think of, they want to do it very eagerly.
这个小儿子对到远的地方去，他有个梦想。
So this younger son had a dream to go afar.
那到底要怎么去？
And how would he go?
我们是否有想过，在我们十五六岁的时候，当我们有这个想法的时候，我们是怎么做？
So when we had this kind of thought, when we were 15 and 16 years old, what would we do?
我是在台湾 成长的。
And I grew up in Taiwan.
我想到在我们那个年代想要十五六岁的青少年想要到远方去，我们是怎么做
？So during that generation, for youth that was 15 or 16 years old to go afar, how would they do that?
啊，有人就拿着简单的行李留下一封信说，啊，我到城市里头。
Some people take just a few pieces of luggage and leave a letter saying that I have gone to the city.
因为我曾经是在乡下里头成长。
I grew up in the countryside.
啊，所以我记得有一个表哥啊，他就是这样子啊离开了家。
And I remember that one of my cousins left home this way. 啊，
那时候我们已经搬到这个城市里头了。
And at that time, we had already moved to the city.
啊，我记得我舅舅非常紧张的告诉我妈妈说，他的儿子，啊，跑到我们附近的一个城市，啊，去那边说要找工作，去那边谋发展。
And so I remember my uncle was very nervous, and he told my mom that his son had gone to a city, close to our city, to expand there.
啊，我妈妈有一个很单纯的信心。
And my mom had a very simple faith.
啊，她祷告了之后啊，她就去找人。
And after she prayed, she went to look for people.
啊，一个城市到哪里去找
？And how would you find someone in a city?
我不晓得他是怎么做决定的，他就从某一个地方开始一家一家的工厂去问。
And I don't know how she made the decision, but she decided to start from one company factory and go from there.
啊，结果很快的也真的被他找到了。
And very quickly she found him.
啊，在我们那个时代，有时候是。啊，你请求某个人带你到城市去。
And during that time, you had to beg someone to take you to the city.
那我们今天又是怎么一个做法呢
？And so, how do we do it today?
啊，我知道有些年轻人他们在申请学校的时候，他们就刻意的啊申请比较远的地方的学校。
I know a lot of youth when they apply to colleges, they want to apply to colleges that are far away.
啊，是不是这样呢？这是我们今天青少年。啊，能够到远方去的一个方法。
And is this the way that our youth go afar today?
啊，当时这个《路加福音》十五章里头，这个年轻人他又是怎样的做法呢
？And so, what did the young youth do in Luke chapter 15?
啊，他是到父亲的面前跟父亲做个商量。
And so he went to his father and had a conversation with him.
啊，他向父亲提出一个请求。
And he raised a plea to his father. 哦，
看来这个年轻人呢，他也是有所计划的。
And so it seems like this young youth also had his own plans.
啊，他要到远方去，他需要做一些的准备。
And to go far, he had to make some preparations.
他提出来的问题啊，我想。很少有人是敢这样来跟父亲提出来。
And I think that what he raised here in this conversation, not many people would dare talk to their father this way.
啊，这样更显示出来，这个父亲呢，是这么容易的去接近。
And so this father is someone who is very approachable.
哦，这么容易的将这种别人不敢提出来的请求，这个儿子能够向这个父亲提出来。
He is so approachable that people were able to. His son was able to raise a conversation with him that many other sons could not with their fathers.
哦，天父真神就是这样一个这么能够容易让我们接近的神。
And likewise, our Heavenly Father is this approachable.
就用我们现在的样子、现在的想法来就近他。
And with our current thinking and thoughts, we can approach him.
这个小儿子他的想法可能是应该是。非常不成熟的。
And the young son might have immature thinking.
啊，但是他就用这种不成熟的想法来跟父亲做商量。
But he was able to talk to his father using this kind of immature thoughts.
啊，父亲知道他会往远方去。
And his father knew that he would go afar.
对父亲来讲，或许他就失去了这个儿子。
And for the father, maybe he would lose the son.
啊，但是父亲也知道，失去就是为了得着。
But his father knew that to lose would eventually mean to gain.
啊，他短暂的失去，但是他会永远的得着。
Even though he may lose him temporarily, he would gain him permanently.
啊，圣经很简短的记载说，他到远方去，他就过着荒诞的生活。
And so in the Bible, it says that he went afar and lived in wild living.
啊，但是这当中圣经没有其他的描述。
But the Bible does not record it in further detail.
好，那我想这是一个很大的空间啊，让我们来想象一下。
And this leaves a lot of room for our imagination. 哦，
我在想这个小儿子他的离开家不是为了去晃荡。
And I believe that this younger son, he did not go and leave his family to live in wild living.
哦，所以我说他有一个梦想，他有一个理想。
He had a dream.
他或许想要去闯一番的事业。
Maybe he wanted to pursue a career.
啊，但是我们看到他却进入的很大的试探里头。
But we know that he fell in temptation.
啊，他或许想要去冒险一下。
Maybe he wanted to challenge himself.
啊，这个冒险总是带来让人很刺激、很兴奋。
And this challenge could bring excitement. 啊，
冒险 adventure.
Adventure.
啊，结果呢，我们所看到的是，啊，他惹来了一下子没多久，他就惹来了很多的烦恼跟痛苦。
But we see that not long after, it brought a lot of grief.
哦，他或许想要到一个远的地方去，他在那边成名，变成一个很有名的人。
And maybe he wanted to become someone famous in a land far away.
啊，他觉得父亲只局限在他们那个小地方，他要往大的地方去。
And maybe he had felt limited in where he was before, so he wanted to go to a larger place.
啊，结果他失去了所有的，他成为贫穷。
But he lost everything and he became poor.
啊，或许他也想着到远方去，会有一段很罗曼蒂克的感情在等着他。
And maybe he thought there was a very romantic, feeling that would await him when he went afar.
啊，但是他却变得一副的潦倒，很贫穷。
But he became very poor.
啊，变得非常的失落。
And he lost everything.
啊，或许他本来所梦想的是，他将要有一个更幸福、更快乐的生活。
And maybe in his dreams he wanted a happier life.
啊，结果他沦落成为人家来养猪。
But he fell to a point where he had to feed pigs for other people.
啊，这个也常常是很真实的发生在我们的生活里头。
And this is very true, and it could happen to all of us.
啊，或许我们没有这个小儿子啊这么的惨，这么的失败。
And we might not have such a great failure as this younger son.
如果是我们的话，我们会想到谁
？And if it was us, who would we think of?
这个小儿子他又想起了他的父亲。
This younger son thought of his father.
他说：“我要起来，我要到我父亲那里去。”
He said, "I will get up and go to my father."
啊，这真是一个很容易让人接近的一个父亲。
And so this father is someone who is very approachable.
他永远有一个地方去做商量。
And so there is always a place where they could go and have a conversation.
哦，我们今天永远是会有一个地方去的。
And today we will always have a place to go.
啊，我们可以到天父真神这里来。
We can come to the Heavenly Father.
啊，但是我们也很希望我们地上的父亲也能够是这样的一个父亲。
But we also hope that our Father on earth can also be like this Father.
啊，我们的孩子很愿意的啊，来跟我们做一些商量。
That our children will be willing to come to us to have a conversation.
啊，无论他们的想法，他们想要做的是成熟或不成熟。
Whether their thoughts are mature or immature. 啊，
这是一个怎样的父亲？
So what kind of father is this?
请看路加福音15:18。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verse 18. Verse 18, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
当这个孩子想到父亲，他也就想到了神。
And so when the son thought of his father, he also thought of God.
他说他准备跟父亲讲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
He was ready to say to his father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
啊，这个天就是指着真神。
And this heaven refers to the true God.
啊，当他想到神，他想到父亲。
And so when he thinks of God, he thinks of a father.
当他想到父亲，他就想到这一位天地的主宰，这一位真神。
And when he thinks of a father, he thinks of this God.
啊，当然，当他没有去想到父亲的时候，信仰 也在他的生活当中好像消失了。
And when he is not thinking of his father, his faith has disappeared in his life.
很多的时候，我们会有一个很好的结论，就是这信仰是人生最重要的事情之一。
And many times we may make a very important conclusion that faith is one of the most important things in our life.
当我们的孩子，当我们做父母亲的，孩子想到我们的时候，会不会也想到信仰，想到神？
As parents, when our children think of us, do they also think of their faith?
这位父亲，他的儿子想到他，也就想到神，想到信仰。
This father, when his son thought of him, he also thought of his faith.
啊，所以我们也可以想象，这是一个怎样的父亲。
So you can also think what kind of father this is.
这个父亲是一位与神同行的父亲。
This father is a father who walks with God.
这位父亲是一位祷告的父亲。
This is a father who prays.
这位父亲啊，是一个很虔诚的一位父亲。
And this father is a very fervent and zealous father.
所以这个父亲的信仰是他的儿子脑海里一个很深刻的印象。
And so the faith of the father leaves a great impression in his son's mind.
所以我们做父亲的，我们给儿女的印象是什么？
So as fathers, what kind of impression do we leave in the minds of our children?
我想我们很需要去努力的是让他们想到我们，会去想到真神，想到我们的信仰。
And so we need to make an effort so that when our children think of us, they also think of their faith.
这是一个怎样的父亲呢？
So what kind of father is this?
请看十五章的二十节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 20. Verse 20, so he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
这是一个充满着爱，充满着亲情的父亲。
And this is a father filled of love and compassion.
这个父亲跑过去跟这个儿子亲嘴。
And so this father ran towards his son and kissed him.
这是人世间最漂亮的一个、最美的一个画面之一。
And this is one of the most beautiful things.
其实这个父亲日夜在眺望着。
And this father is very joyous.
他日夜的在观望着。
And day and night he looks out for his son.
他在看着等着孩子的回来。
And he is looking out to see if his son has returned.
我们想想看，这个时候这个儿子他是怎样的一个情形。
And so what kind of state is the son in right now?
他可能身体很臭。
Maybe he is very smelly.
可能一般的人靠近他都要停止呼吸。
And when other people approach him, they might have to stop breathing.
虽然是这么臭，这个阻挡不了父亲的爱。
But even though he is so smelly, this cannot stop the father's love for him.
这父亲看到这孩子正在走向家里的方向来。
When this father saw his son going towards him,
真正的爱，它是不改变的爱。
True love is never changing.
时间不能够改变。
Time cannot change it.
神的爱就是不改变的爱。
And God's love is unchanging.
我们也希望父母亲的爱也永远是不改变的爱。
And we also hope that the love of our parents is also unchanging.
这个孩子是一副的落魄的走向家里来。
This child, he came home in very poor.
但是这些都不能够阻止这个父亲跑向他，拥抱他，跟他亲嘴。
But this could not stop the father from running towards him and kissing him.
孩子回来了，这个对父亲来讲才是最重要的。
What was most important to the father was that his child had returned.
这是一个怎样的父亲？
So what kind of father is this?
这是一个有完全的爱的父亲。
This is a father with perfect love.
我们请看二十二节。
Let's turn to verse 22. Verse 22. But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet."
这是父亲 赶紧的吩咐仆人要去做的事情。
And this was what his father instructed his servants to do.
啊，这是对小儿子所做的。
And this is what he wanted done towards his younger son.
啊，再请看31节。
Verse 31. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
这是父亲对大儿子所说的。
And this is what the father said to the older son.
啊，其实这个父亲对两个儿子都是完全的爱。
And so this father had perfect love towards both his sons.
啊，这个父亲来帮助这两个儿子解决了他们的问题。
And this father was able to help both his sons solve their problems. 啊，
在我们真实的人生里头，啊，我们有软弱。
In our life, we might have weaknesses.
我们有无知的时候。
And we may be foolish sometimes.
啊，我们有失败的时候。
And we may have failures.
但是这一切啊，都不会伤害到天父的爱。
But this will not affect the love that our Heavenly Father has.
啊，相信地上的父亲也总是这样的。
And I believe that our Father on earth is also like this.
啊，所以我们回到天父的身边来。
So we must return to the Heavenly Father.
啊，我们常常记得天父要我们回到他的身边。
And we must remember that our Heavenly Father wants us to return to Him.
啊，其实，在每一个时刻里头，天父在看着我们，在等着我们。
And our Heavenly Father is waiting for us.
我们在座的父亲们，啊，我们也来向路加福音十五章的这位父亲。
And so for the fathers here today, we should be like the father recorded in Luke chapter 15.
唱诗37首。
Let's sing hymn number 37.